This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, May 22nd, 2014. I'm Christina Karnatz.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. The KUAF Fulbright Chamber Music Festival continues its season with the String Quartet by Grieg, a single movement quartet by Schubert, and the Dvorak Sextet for Strings tonight at 7:30 in the Stella Boyle Smith Fine Arts Concert Hall. Performers include the U of A Music Department faculty and guest artists. Admission free. FulbrightSummerMusic.uark.edu. For more information.
Ahead, a conversation with the Director of Special Education for the U.S. Department of Education, who says many with disabilities are fully capable of learning anything and everything that those without disabilities can.
And as strawberries begin to pop up in gardens and farmers markets in the area, a group of national leaders in the industry meet in Fayetteville to discuss sustainable growing practices.
But first, the results of five down-ballot legislative races may have serious implications for the private option, which requires an annual vote. Arkansas's modified Medicaid expansion plan, providing insurance to over 150,000 low-income residents, narrowly passed earlier this year. Jay Barth, a political scientist at Hendricks College, notes the program has been contentious in Republican primary races.
The most important of these is the race up in north central Arkansas between John Burris and his anti-private option opponent, Mr. Flippo, that's going to a runoff. And I think that's an important race because not only does it mean a potential vote shift on the private option, but I think it's of symbolic importance because of John Burris's role in helping to create this bipartisan approach in the first place. And so I think that's a crucially important race.
Burris of Harrison is one of three proponents of the private option vying for a state Senate seat. Bill Sample held on to his seat while Bruce Holland lost to a vocal opponent of the program. The Senate had no votes to spare during its last vote. The House had one to spare this year, and private option supporter Sue Scott of Rogers held on to her seat against an opponent of the plan, Dane Zimmerman.
This week's election marked the first statewide test of Arkansas's new voter ID law, and complaints are surfacing that poll workers incorrectly use IDs as an impediment to voting. Arkansas attorney Holly Dickinson with the ACLU says reports from around the state have been coming in since early voting began.
Poll workers were not only being inconsistent in their enforcement or non-enforcement of the voter ID law, but in some cases were overreaching and going outside the scope of the authority that the law gives them. And we're actually basically pop quizzing voters about the information listed on any identification that they presented that was not provided for in the voter ID law.
However, Justin Clay, director of the State Board of Election Commissioners, says they have not been presented with claims of improper voter ID requirements.
We have not received any complaints from voters. However, we have communicated to the county election commissioners and various other election administrators just to remind them what the proper procedure is for processing voters and assessing the photo ID.
Dixon of the ACLU says the organization plans to file a complaint with the Board of Election Commissioners soon.
With Republican voters choosing Bruce Westerman to represent the party in the 4th District congressional race, Democrat James Lee Witt is stepping up his campaign. A TV ad is hitting the airwaves featuring former President Bill Clinton. Witt served as director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency during Clinton's time in office. The ad features images of the Oklahoma City bombing and recent footage of Witt on his farm. The Democrat has had a relatively low profile while Republicans battled for the GOP nomination. Officials at Arkansas Tech University in Ozark later this year will break ground on a new building for its allied health programs. According to the college, the more than 20,000 square foot facility will house the school's paramedic, health information technology, physical therapist assistant, practical nursing, and registered nursing programs. Construction is expected to begin in October. Combined with maintenance to the campus's administrative support building, the project represents $6 million worth of investments in the campus.
Tuition will be going up for many of the state's colleges next academic year. The University of Arkansas System Board of Trustees voted yesterday to increase tuition at the system's 10 campuses. According to the UAA System Board documents, tuition at the main campus in Fayetteville will increase by 5%, an increase of about $13 per credit hour. Tuition at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith will increase 6%, or $11.27 per credit hour.
The Razorback baseball team again moves forward in the SEC baseball tournament. Yesterday, the 20th-ranked Arkansas defeated Ole Miss 2-1. The Razorbacks face the 8th-ranked LSU Tigers today in Hoover, Alabama.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals returned to Arvest Ballpark in Springdale yesterday. The Nats lost their series opener to the San Antonio Missions 2-0. The loss puts the Naturals at 12 games under 500 for the season. The series will continue tonight in Springdale.
Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with overnight lows from 62 in northwest Arkansas to 65 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny with a slight chance for showers in northwest Arkansas, highs from 82 to 85. Tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s.